It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
Major League Baseball season officially underway. We have, well, I don't count the Tokyo games. It's officially underway. The Brewers and the Yankees in Yankee Stadium. Very quick inning for Milwaukee.
Yeah, what do you have, like 8 pitches? I looked up, I'm like, oh, man, that's a pop fly, and that's third
and
out.
And we're out. We do have a delay, and we talked about this in the break, and I tried to do the research on it. Cannot figure out why. Blue Jays Orioles in a dome.
With a delay.
Delayed right now. But we can't figure that out. Something has happened, though, and this is crazy. The Yankees' leadoff hitter this year, do you see who they're leading off with?
It's certainly one of their stars, right?
And well, it's a young star.
Sure.
For the first time in Yankees history, their catcher is leading off, Austin Wells, and he just hit a solo home run to lead off the game. Austin Wells goes yard, and like the whole thing behind this move apparently is like, hey, you want to get runs, right? Yep. Go ahead, and if you want to hit Judge second, you want to get him a bunch of at-bats, then put a guy on that is going to go deep. And then they're not going for singles.
No.
You catcher leading off, not plus speed.
No.
But he goes over the yard, a little protection for Aaron Judge, too. Huh? How about that?
All right, well, whatever was going on in Baltimore, yeah. We're officially back on. We've got a countdown to the first pitch, 16 minutes.
Well, so. It's not in Baltimore. It's in Toronto.
Sorry, in Toronto, in the dome.
Yeah. A dome.
Rogers Center.
A dome.
You have to imagine it was probably something to do with the mound or something.
Do they have bunting, though? Do they have bunting?
It's Canada. Of course not.
Maybe it had something to do with the tariffs.
they're taxing the time.
They're like, we're going to delay this game until you be nice to us.
I don't think they can afford to do that here. Toronto's not good enough for that.
How do we feel, though, about Major League Baseball? Because growing up, opening day was Monday.
First Monday of April, right?
No. Sometimes like end of March, but yeah, that sounds right.
I thought that was the
early
case.
April, but Monday or Wednesday is always like where I've been programmed opening day, and then we'd always have that weird standalone game of the Cincinnati Reds early playing at home, as the tradition is that they just play at home every opening day since. 1887 or whatever. Yeah. But it was a standalone day. having it on the same day as the Sweet 16
and going so much earlier than usual.
Yeah,
this is an early opening day.
I'm not a fan of it. I'm not a fan of having baseball go head to head with the NCAA tournament.
No, here's where I'm in favor of it being earlier, and I think baseball is trying to do this a little bit as much as they can. It's an incredibly long season. And if you can get a week earlier in there, you can get a little bit more rest in some of these travel days. You can spread things out just a little bit more.
Yeah, my problem is Thursday of the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Have it on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Have it on Monday. Because in the crossover between baseball fans and college basketball fans...
Not very tight.
You don't have a lot of it.
It's two separate circles damn near.
But this is a day where, like, opening day is the day where you peel off a few.
Yeah,
like you peel off a few and you're like, hey, it's baseball day. And everybody, it's wall-to-wall coverage of baseball. Now, even it's split on all the talking head shows. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless you're watching First Take where they just spent the whole day talking about LeBron James.
Absolutely stomping on basically every host they have not named Pat McAfee.
Because he was on the McAfee show, yes. Of course. Yeah. But that was a whole thing.
LeBron's retiring next year, very clearly, because he's emptying the clip.
Goodness. I mean, he called Wendy weird.
Yeah, which that one was, that's the one, like, the Stephen A. stuff. Empty the clip on
fairness
him.
To LeBron, he said every media and every reporter's weird.
Yeah.
He did say that, but it was very targeted towards Brian Windhorst, which, didn't we all kind of think that, though? Like, because... Brian Windhorst was framed as this reporter that, like, went to high school with LeBron, even though, like, they crossed over, like, maybe a year.
A year or two at St. Mary's, yeah.
And then he followed him down to Miami and then went back to Cleveland. That was kind of weird, and we were all like, that is...
Well, that was ESPN because of his ties there, because he was working... I can't remember what paper it was then. I think it was the Akron Beacon?
Sure.
Covering high school sports.
Yeah.
Like... And that was his beat. And then Braun goes to the NBA, and now he
goes to the NBA, ESPN, and then goes to Miami. That was weird.
Yeah.
But then the Stephen A. Smith stuff, like just mentioning Stephen A. Smith's name, mm-hmm. all of a sudden Stephen A. comes out and says, that was one of the things, the whole I didn't talk about. And if you miss this, LeBron went in on Stephen A. because of their interaction they had during a game, because mm-hmm. Stephen A. Smith was talking about LeBron's kid.
Yeah.
And LeBron's relationship with his kids is like, dude, you have no room to talk about that. No. And that should be off limits. But then LeBron goes on McAfee and he has a few barbs at Stephen A, whatever. Stephen A comes back and is like, I didn't talk about this. I didn't talk about that. I didn't talk about, it's like, you're doing it right now.
Yeah. And then one of the things he mentioned today, which he's in hot water for this morning, is saying that he wasn't at Kobe's memorial service. In fact, LeBron was, he was just in the back. So he wasn't disruptive.
Yeah.
And he had to walk that back already.
That is one of the things that he said. I didn't talk about why you weren't at Kobe's memorial service. It's like, dude, because there's nothing to talk about because
he was there.
Yeah, that was a little unfair. But outside of that show, everybody's talking Sweet 16 and Major League Baseball. I want the day to be for baseball. No, I love baseball.
I'm 100% there with you.
Yeah.
I'm there with you. Because, you got something cool happening today with the Baltimore Orioles. Their top prospect is on the roster again. Remember the last year, he had the rough start with Jackson Holliday. I mean, Jackson Holliday is one of the premier prospects in baseball, the son of Matt Holliday. You know, his story last year.
His hitting was
bad.
Rough.
It was bad to start the year. He went down the minors, and guess what? He started absolutely raking again. It's just the difference between the majors in AAA. That's what it is. But now he's up there. We obviously got Sherwood legend Adley Rutschman, out there. It's like baseball should have more stuff and more cool. Like Paul Skeens should be getting coverage left, right, and center. I don't care if he plays for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Like it's basically Paul Skeens Day. Like he's
1 o'clock, 1:07.
He should be an there should be room made for one of the most dominant pitchers we've ever seen. Like it's Steven Strasburg all over again. And it's not getting that same juice because it's being spread out amongst the day.
Do you think that there's anything to like this opening day? They know what every league knows what the sports calendar looks like when you start And that's why you have like the NFL saying, all right, NBA, we'll get you on Christmas Day. You think Christmas Day is your day? We're going to start having games then. Like there is
just being
like,
vulnerable.
There is this aspect of all of this scheduling is you know exactly whose day it is, when it's happening, and what's going on. I think with baseball, they're just sitting there and they're trying to go, all right, what can we do to make our season more relevant throughout the course of it? Mm-hmm. And we've heard Manfred even talk about, do we do an in-season tournament like the NBA has done? You know, and opening day used to be the day where it was like, it's such a big deal. Everybody talks about it. And then baseball just disappears
for 2 months
until like the home run derby. Yeah. Right. And then it's like, all right, now let's talk about it at the trade deadline in August. And then, all right, playoff time,
September baseball's here. And then
boom, yeah. We love it.
Trying to make it more viable earlier in the year.
But I think maybe with this and saying, we don't care that the NCAA tournament's going, maybe they're having a little bit of that awareness of saying, all right, we need to find ways that throughout the course of the year, we can keep baseball interesting for people. And that's going to be the hard part because you have
oh, 164 games.
It is something. 162 is a number that people are just like, you look at it and you're like, why should I care?
Yeah.
You know?
You're playing two games a day for most of the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's nuts to how many games that they cram in from now until October. So I don't like that Major League Baseball is opening day is on a Thursday of the Sweet 16. But I'm kind of coming around to where Rob Manfred is taking Major League Baseball.
It's about the whole, not the bits and pieces.
Yeah. But make no mistake about it, today is NCAA tournament. And we got Sweet 16 starting. And there's storylines abound, including we've got a head coach that may be taking another job somewhere else. He's in the Sweet 16 right now, and he could be going, deuces, I'm out. We've got all gas, no brakes in a matchup, and we have the number one prospect who could make a little bit of history as the season goes on. The Sweet 16 starts, though, in New Jersey at 4 o'clock with the Storm and Mormons of BYU in the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Ooh.
First, we got Big Will Betts with the SportsCenter update.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.